It's currently about 49 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
Rosemary in the bag, tied around my Andy for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land. I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Need rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I gotta hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave. Keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man. Come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man. You all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herb man.
And good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins, and this is To Your Health, and we're excited to be with you today. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. And I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, I'm the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able, trusty, faithful assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
Thank you, Doc, for the accolades, and thank you for accepting me as your assistant. I'm doing well.
Fantastic, fantastic. You know, a couple weeks ago, we celebrated the work and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a great American. He was a great leader of African Americans. Dr. King did much to change the social status of Black people in America. We certainly are not where we want to be as a people, but we must say that we have made a lot of progress in many areas, including educational opportunities. The number of doctors, lawyers, politicians, individuals holding elective office certainly has increased. The number of Black businesses, even in the area of sports, there was a time, and I can remember, I'm an old man, when if you were Black and wanted to be a quarterback for a professional football team, you'd have to go to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of the top quarterbacks in the NFL are African American. You know, and the same can be said of basketball. You know, I'm certainly proud of these achievements. But when it comes to health, when it comes to longevity, we have a long way to go. In fact, it appears that instead of progressing, we are regressing. African Americans are the leaders in just about every area of disease and death in this country. You know, the other morning, I woke up and said to myself, I too have a dream. And this is what I wrote, Frank. I too have a dream that one day we will no longer suffer from heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. All right?
Yes.
That we'll love broccoli and Brussels sprouts. That we'll love green smoothies and to such an extent that it'll replace our love for sodas and strawberry milkshakes. You know, I have a dream that one day our children will be the healthiest kids on the block.
Yes.
That we will love to walk and jog, and that we'll eat rice and beans every day.
Yes.
Our topic is the unfinished business. The unfinished business. You know, the thing that bothers me when I reflect on my dreams is that I don't know how many people, how many Black people can actually resonate with this dream. It appears to me that we are enslaved, but don't really realize that we're enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Brother Frank, it seems that in many ways we are actually enjoying our slavery. I say this because if I look at the health of our people, and I'm talking only in terms of from a health perspective, not in general. When I look at our people, I see that we're suffering from diseases that to a great extent is self-imposed. Diabetes, hypertension, and its consequences, you know, kidney failure, heart disease, strokes, to a great degree, even cancer. These are things that we're suffering in our community. These diseases that occur in our community are doing so at an accelerated rate.
Mm-hmm.
But these diseases can be prevented and even reversed. But either we don't know that we're enslaved or that we enjoy the process of enslavement. We are enjoying the process of enslavement. What I mean by that is that all of these diseases are due to our lifestyle. Therefore, all these diseases can be prevented and reversed if we are willing to change. But too many of us lack even love the process of being sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't like being sick, but we love the process of becoming sick. All right? We love the process of becoming sick. It seems like an oxymoron, but for years, I've talked about it on this program, other venues around the country, yeah, even around the world, about the fact that these diseases that we're suffering from and dying from are all, I've said it hundreds, if not thousands of times, that it's your lifestyle, stupid. Of course, I ain't calling you stupid, but it's your lifestyle, all right? It's the fried chicken, the shrimp, the processed and sugary foods that we love that are just killing us, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But Frank, the sad thing is that we know it. We know that these things are deleterious to our health, and yet we continue to do them. We're enslaved.
Yep.
The question I would like to get an answer to today. It's why. Why do we continue to do this to ourselves? Why do we continue to travel down this road that we know is going to lead to our demise? I want to open up our phone. And I'd like for you to call and let me know how you visualize this dream. The vision that I have for us is us being a healthier people, a disease-free people, you know? Give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0398. I mean, 93. Give us a call.
0893.
0893. I'm excited, brother.
Excited now.
Yeah, man, I'm excited, you know? You see, Frank, I see this vision as a community working together for our good.
Yes. Right?
Coming together for our good. A community that will determine that we will no longer allow ourselves to be the sickest, to be the first to die from almost every major illness on the planet. You know, I see us rallying as a people, rallying to end discrimination, rallying to end the last hired, first fired syndrome that occurs in so many areas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's especially occurring in our health, that this whole, you know, we're the worst off, all right? I see us working to end obesity.
Mm.
Talked about how bad obesity is in our community. And the sad thing is we have accepted it. When I tell a person what they should weigh, sometimes they want to fight me, man. You know, we need to work to end diabetes and hypertension. And there are many other chronic diseases that plague our community that we can actually put an end to. But to do it, we got to wake up. To do it, we got to recognize that we're literally killing ourselves. And then we must decide that we're going to do something about it. We must decide that we're not going to allow ourselves to suffer any longer. Since I've been in D.C., man, the D.C. area, I've seen several community health stores get started by various groups, all right, where we can go and purchase healthy food at prices that we can afford. People often talk about, you know, it costs too much to be healthy. I've seen groups start these things. I even had a organic health food club in my practice. All right, from my office, where people could purchase healthy produce, organic produce, for less than what it costs in the commercial local chain store. All right, you know, but each of these efforts ended because of lack of support by the community that they were trying to serve. We must stop that trend. All right, we got to stop that trend. We must get back to the business of living a long, productive life. I have a dream. I have a dream of a health club where we can work together to create menus that are tasty and healthy, where we can monitor our exercise and our weight loss, where we can actually get off of those pills, the medicines that we know have all kind of side effects. It's just amazing to me, Brother Frank, that advertisers are bold enough on television to tell us that these pills that they want us to pay hundreds of dollars for sometime will kill us.
And yet
yes,
they keep
sir.
doing it and we keep taking it, taking them, you know? Now I want to be clear that I'm not suggesting that we, in a cavalier manner, stop taking medications. But what I am suggesting is that we develop a program where we will no longer need those poisonous medications, all right? You know, we can, and I believe we will, as a community, develop a dream. And we're going to do something to really turn our life and health around. Give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call and tell us what you think, you know? You know, and as I thought about this thing, the process, Brother Frank, you know, it's easy to say it, but it's hard to do. The words of a song came to my mind. It was, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You know, the thought hit me that this problem is so big that we can't just stop it on our own, you know, that we need help, all right? The kind of help that we did during the civil rights movement, you know, we need some divine intervention because we need to change our thinking. And people will tell you that change is very hard, but we can do it. You know, we certainly need it today, socially and economically, as we face the emergence of the MAGA movement, you know? But I'm crazy enough to believe that my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or even imagine. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back. Let's go to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much. I'm actually calling you from Bullhead City, Arizona. I'm listening through an application. It's called Simple Radio to listen to your show, and I absolutely love it. The biggest issue I think our community has is that it's generational. As you know, most of our foods come steeped in slavery, and we I hear it on social media a lot. People keep going and saying, oh, well, white people don't season their food. Well, there's a reason for that. That's not natural. We had to season our food, or at least we were convinced to, because we had the crap of all the food that was out there, the pig, the absolute offal. And so what I think we really need to get to is we need to get off of so much of seasonings, and we need to get back to vegetables and fruits. And there's a movement on social media, but apparently it's not getting through to people. And I think what we need to do is we need to start incentivizing some of these social media content people who are doing eyelashes and fake fingernails. And for the guys who are doing the sneaker reviews and the video games, and we need to start incentivizing them to doing shows about natural foods, replacing chicken wings with cauliflower, replacing collard greens, well, keeping the collard greens, but replacing the fat back with vegetarian-based meats. And I think if we can start talking about vegetables and fruits and changing our diets back to those, and having the influencers who are influencing people to eat hamburgers, hot dogs, you know, and all of the poisonous, the fat back and Thanksgiving. Even if we do vegan all year long, and then at Thanksgiving we turn back to food slaves, of what good has it been? Or you get? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
And that's that's the biggest issue. Is on every corner there's a McDonald's, but our children are being incentivized to go there because of the toys.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's going to take a mental shift in our cultural normatives, the things that we do all the time. It's going to take parents being incentivized by the people who they think are cool to say, hey, as opposed to taking my kid to McDonald's, why don't I take them and teach them about fruits and vegetables and find creative ways to do that? Because it's just addictions. Tell me how, when you go to, on the West Coast, we have a burger chain that's called In-N-Out. If you've ever been to California, you know about it. People will line up for hours, peacefully, no honking of horns. And they will stand in that line for hours just to get hamburgers. Now tell me that they're not putting crack cocaine in those. It's nonsensical that people will stand in line for a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A for hours on end, or Popeyes. But it is an addiction. And until we start treating these poisonous foods as the addiction, we kicked the crack epidemic. We did that. They didn't do it for us. We did that. We're not on crack anymore.
And caller, I hear you. And that's the point that I'm making. I recognize the addictive nature of these foods, but I also recognize that there are people in our community that are getting off of these foods. All right. And what I think is important is that we approach it from a community perspective. You know, it's like we need to galvanize ourselves to recognize that we don't have to be sick. All right. That you know, there was a time when we had in our churches and in schools, we had programs that talked about hypertension. Now, admittedly, some of these were being sponsored by drug industry, but yet we had them. Doctors would go in and they were checking blood pressures, you know, and doing something about it. You know, and the church that I go to, I'm one of the medical leaders, and so we had a program, and we focused in on hypertension and diabetes, but we focused in from it from a natural perspective of turning that thing around where we can actually end diabetes, you know, not just control it, end it by changing diet. And it's amazing. People, you know, one lady came up to me just this past Sabbath at church, and she said to me, "Doc, I went on your program, and in 14 days, I lost 20 pounds. Look at me." I said, "Girl, you're just as fine as you want to be." You know, and the word is slowly getting around, and as we see the successes, because healthy food can taste just as good as this crap that people are standing in line for.
You hit
better.
The nail on the head. I just want to say one last thing and I'll go. You hit the three pillars that we need to reach out to people to get this to change. The church is the first. I don't care what it has to do. If the churches start, instead of doing food banks, they start doing organic food banks. And on Sunday when they have their church dinners, they have an all vegetable and all fruit church dinner. We can and start getting to the women. The women are the ones who are cooking these meals. So if we can change the mindset of the women. And the other thing I was going to say with women and all of their diseases that they're getting, the breast cancers, the ovarian cancers, the fibroids, that's coming from all those perms they're putting in their hairs and the deodorants that they're putting on their bodies and the poisonous soaps that they're using. If you take
and the hormones, hormones in those meats.
Yes, sir. So if you change, if you get to the churches first, and then we got Beyonce just changed the world and did a country album for the first black woman ever to win. Music is our get. If we get these musicians to start talking like dead presidents did, you know, 8 glasses a day keeps the doctor away, fruits, vegetables, and we start having incentivizing them to do it, like saying, "Hey, Beyonce, you want us to buy your albums? Well, unless you start talking about 8 glasses of water a day, vegetables and fruits, once Lil Wayne and Jay-Z and Beyonce and Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B are all talking a vegetarian and fruit-based diet, things will change. And the last thing that it's going to take to do that is it's going to take the social influencers to do that. And so if we can hit those three pillars, we can change overnight. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line. Yes, caller.
Yeah, I like to say, since I've been a vegetarian, it'll be 2 years in April. When I go to the grocery store, my bill is tremendously low. I don't eat nothing but what God makes. And what I'm trying to say, stay out of them processed aisles, because that pineapple, whatever, processed pineapple, pineapple is cheaper. Everything that's processed is so much higher than what natural.
You're absolutely positively correct.
No question.
Hey, Dr. Watkins, I walk out the store with 2 and 3 bags, and I'm paying less than $40, $50.
Mm-hmm.
If those bags was full with processed stuff, it'd have been over $200.
Processed foods and meat. Come on now.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You know, I noticed one day that the same thing. I bought some stuff that was, you know, healthy stuff, but it was in cans and so forth. All right.
Right.
And then I bought some bananas. I brought some salad and a few other things, and it was so much cheaper. I said, this is crazy. You know,
thank you.
We need to buy more of this fresh stuff. And then if we get it from farmers, one of my dreams is a chain of Black farmers that grows organic stuff. And we have contracts with them to buy it, to give them incentive to grow it. All right. And I know we can do it. You know,
hey,
I know we can do it. We can do anything if we have the mind to do it, my brother.
Yes. And guess what? Natural foods taste good once you get used to it. And one last thing I want to say is the fact that...
And once you season it right.
No, you don't even have to season it, Doc. But
that's true. But you can't season it. The stuff that makes the meat and stuff taste good, it's not the meat, it's the seasonings. And those seasonings are all vegetable-based, plant-based.
Yeah.
You know, once I became... My mother, she didn't shop out of Safeway and Giant. She shopped out of Old Street Market. So when I became a vegetarian, I said, man, this is normal. I mean, you know, I'm used to this. You know, because she had us tasting real food.
Yes.
You know, one last thing is the fact that since I became a vegetarian, I'm eating fruits and vegetables, man, I've never even seen on my table. And they are delicious. Because I'm adding fruits and vegetables and count them. Man, we got fruits and vegetables around the world that we would never taste because it ain't coming as far.
Yeah.
But thank you for what you're doing, Doc. Thank you.
And you're going to be hearing more about this. We're going to be spending some time on this. Y'all going to get tired of me talking about this, because I believe, I have a dream, and
yes,
I believe that we can do it.
Dream.
All right?
Yeah,
but we must come together. It's not one individual. It's us as a collective that can do it. Thank you very much. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line. Yes, call her.
That might be it, Doc. Let's talk. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, call her.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Okay, good. So I think one of the things that our problem is we have to unlearn what we've learned. I was raised, I'm 37. I was raised that milk does a body good, but
yes.
I've learned that it doesn't. So it's those things we've learned, the whole food pyramid that has been, in so many words, debunked.
Yeah.
The doctors, and when my son was young, it was about 10 years ago, he had a sinus infection. And one of the things the doctor said was stay away from dairy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, that's, you know, it's
dairy increases mucus.
Yes. Do we eat it or do we not eat it? So we have to unlearn what we've learned.
That's
true. And that's one thing. Now, our communities, there are these fast food restaurants. We have McDonald's and Wendy's and Popeyes. Now, if we had different restaurants, then we could eat differently. But
the thing is, when we put those restaurants in our community, we don't go to them, all right? And so they have to close. And so what we have to do is that we have to, educate our people and sort of do brain surgery on them, you know? I was in high school or college when I learned that black was beautiful. All right? Before, you better not call me black. We're going to fight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we can unlearn and learn new stuff. All right? But we have to do it as a community. We have to recognize that we do not have to die prematurely.
Thank
and we got to decide, yeah. I like living.
we love living. And we need to learn. The message needs to be in the churches. The message needs to be, I think we rely on doctors. I think we know that modern medicine is the healer. So we feel as though, you know, it's taken care of. We haven't learned that the food that we eat, the herbs that we ingest is what really is the healer.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And
we have to learn to appreciate our history. We're going to be spending a lot of time on this. And one of the things that we're going to be doing is looking at what's happening in rural Africa. All right. What's happening in areas of the West Indies where people are actually following the plan. We say that we are Afrocentric, but in reality, we're not, because folk in Africa who follow the plan, they live much, much longer than us. They're not on all these medications, you know, and they're just healthy. All right.
Yeah, I also feel as though we learn to grow ourselves, that could play a big part. If the grocery store is closed, we have nothing. There's no survival mechanism, no survival technique. So I think a lot of times we just need to, you know, do it ourselves or learn to do it ourselves. So have more classes in gardening. You know, that's a start.
So what one of the things that we're going to be doing, we're going to be talking about doing some classes. And we're going to be getting people to go through the class. It may start out small, but it doesn't matter. If we get 10, 10 can become 100, 100 can become 1,000 and 10,000, you know, and we can really change, you know, it's fun being healthy.
It feels good.
It's fun, you know, waking up with no pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun looking in the mirror and not seeing any wrinkles. You know? And people saying, you must be lying about your age. You know? And you know, I ain't looking as good as I want to look. I swear that I'm 20 years, at least 20 years younger than what I am.
Yeah.
Mm. You know? And I'm not doing all the things that I want to do. I'm I'm going to get on a more consistent exercise program, for instance. I'm going to continue to increase my water. I was telling Brother Frank today that I've been drinking a lot more water, and I've been running to that little room.
mm-hmm.
All coming out. And when that stuff comes out, what happens to your skin? Your skin just starts.
It goes to impurities. It looks rough.
Yeah. And when you eat fruits and vegetables, it moves through the colon much, much faster. All right. And so therefore those impurities don't have time to get up into your bloodstream. They get flushed out. And if you ever go mm-hmm. into the bathroom after a meat eater, you got to use some spray. You go in there, a person who's on a plant-based diet, and you don't even know they've been in there.
And I haven't used deodorant for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, we have to promote good health. And we appreciate so much your call and your comments, and we're going to look for your support, because we want to take our dream and enact it. All right. We want to take our dream and enact it. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Cut your radio off, please.
Hello.
Yes.
Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off, caller.
Oh, okay. It's in another room. I'm a former educator here in the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
What you're talking about, I was teaching in the schools in the, I guess, what, 80s?
Yes.
Everything you were saying is what I was teaching. In other words, if you go by Birdie Baxter's today, you will see out in the parking lot area the sheds for growing plants and things.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm the person over there with our program that first started that.
Mm.
I went up to UDC. I'm the guy mm-hmm. that developed their environmental studies program up there, worked with them. And what I'm trying to bring out is that everything you saying, it's a matter of getting to the population, first of all, sitting down. A group of us need to sit down to develop a program, to present to them, to let them know what they are eating is wrong. In other words, it really goes back to who we are. If you don't know who you are, you don't know where you are and what's going on.
Yes.
This really involves the doctrine of discovery, which we are under now, which is rather deep. But to put it in perspective, as far as we are concerned, as a people here in the District of Columbia, I'm out of Virginia, I'm out of the New River Valley, and we are the people who never needed whites to survive. I am writing the history of that area. We live up there in that area. We lived on the land. My grandfather and grandmother owned, you heard of Radford University at Virginia Tech. As soon as you come in that area, that land was, much of it was ours. They took it from us. They have always found ways to take our land.
Oh, yeah.
We, for instance, have never been under the delusion that we needed this society or world we're in. We came out of Africa. We knew how to survive off the land. We did. And my family, on my father's side, we've never been here as slaves, for instance. We came here in the 1800s, and we've never been on the slave. On my mother's side, yes. But again, we go back through, for instance, on my mother's side and my mother's side, three generations, and I'm at 1860, meaning my mother's and their grandmothers, they lived to be 90 and 105 in that area.
Yes.
So it's only three generations. I'm back. I know my history genetically, where I'm from. On my father's side, I'm out of Nigeria. I know all of that. I can go to the side of 81, see the rock there, and go over in Nigeria, looking at longitude, latitude, that side of the rock, it fits in. The type of rock that's there fits in the side in Nigeria, right where I'm from. I know the tribe I'm from and everything. All I'm saying is, here, what we've got to do, and I've been searching for people that are willing to sit down. I have menus and things. In fact, on what is it, YouTube?
So look here, what I want you to do is give the engineer your information, and we'll get in touch with you, all right? Yep. Because what you're saying is absolutely true. I remember when my oldest daughter, she was complaining to one of her friends about chemistry in another class, and I heard her on the phone talking, and when she finished, I took her in the basement of our house, and I set her down, and I reminded her when she was in the first grade, she was reading on the eighth grade level. Her lowest score on the Stanford-Binet was 5.5, that her daddy taught chemistry for 3 years. And if there was something he didn't know, her Uncle Kinley, her Uncle Dwan, her Uncle Vic, they knew it because they were all chemistry majors too. And by telling her that, what happened? She got an A in that class. You know, why? Because I reminded her of her history. We have to remind our people who we are and where we came from. We are outstanding people, and we don't have to kowtow to anybody. I appreciate what you're saying. You're absolutely correct.
Right. And I'm listening to you. We're on the same wavelength. My point is, my family, we lived off of the land. My grandmother knew what plants. She took me out in the land and showed me everything that's out there. We don't need any of this commercial food. No.
That's true.
So when we get a cut or any type of ailment, I knew most of them. She taught me as a young man, what particular plants you rub on a cut.
Yes.
What saps and all of that. I've been taught that in my family.
We're gonna need you to help us teach. So we're gonna certainly give you a call. Lead it with the engineer, and we're gonna get back to you, my brother, because we need your input. Once again, the number is 202-588-0893.
Don't hang up, caller. Don't hang up, caller.
Talk to the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments. Brother Frank, I believe that people want to be well.
Oh yeah.
You know? One of the things that you know, we're told, well, once you get diabetes, you can never get off the medicine. That's not true. I mean, we have too many instances where people are getting off of medication. Now, you don't want to get all the complications, you know, your toes dropping off, and then say, I want to change. Mm-hmm. You need to start now.
Yeah.
and make a difference in your life, because we can do it. We are a strong people. All right. We have a rich heritage, and we need to deal with that. You know, we look at the Chinese and the Japanese and these communities. They hang together, and they live much longer than we do here in this country. Now, certainly in Africa, we live just as long as they do, if not longer in some instances, you know. And so we have it. We just got to use it. 202-588-0893. One of the things that's really exciting is the person talked about this cauliflower and different things. We can certainly learn how to prepare foods. You know, there are, you know, I've discovered so much in terms of, you know, I tell people I used to be a sugar junkie, but I learned that I can have sweetness without sugar, all right? And that sweetness can actually, because it has so much fiber and so forth, it can be a benefit and not a hindrance. I think we have another caller on the line. We're going to go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, thank you. My name's Angela Gilbert. I'm a health psychologist. And
fantastic.
I made some delicious Kung Pao cauliflower just last night.
All right, now.
Well,
we're gonna need that health psychologist too. So yeah. we gonna want your number too. But go ahead with your comment.
a community-based approach to changing the obesity epidemic is so crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we have to start in the schools, not only in terms of education, but healthier choices for school lunches.
Yeah.
And one thing we're gonna have to deal with our politicians. You know, I used to be on this committee food, nutrition, and health. And we were going into the schools and we were actually changing the menus, but now they've sold out. They have these companies that are bringing foods into the schools, and the commercial stuff is horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
And it's killing our kids. It's making them sick.
It is.
And so what has to happen, we have to be concerned with our children because they are obviously not.
That's true. It starts in the home with, you know, education. I think another point about processed foods is how it affects the gut biome, which affects everything, including metabolism.
Exactly.
And so I think for change to happen, it has to start in the community. Also considering the impact of stress on health and the fact that there is tons of longitudinal research to show that what best protects us against the negative health effects of stress is social support. How supported we feel.
Yes.
And so when there's support in the environment for active activities, for healthy living, for, you know, being outdoors, cooking demonstrations, community meals, I think that's where change can really begin to happen.
It's interesting as you mentioned that, and we've talked about it before, but as you mentioned it, we've talked about the blue zones many, many times. And these are areas in the world where people live the longest. One of the issues, certainly diet is important, certainly exercise is important, but also one of the things that has been shown is that community is important in living a long life.
Yep.
The proper community. Absolutely. And it's not how many Facebook friends you have. It's how supported you feel.
Yes.
And in our culture where we have, you know, more of the, you know, people working a lot, driving into their garage, not coming out of their home, less people living in extended family or villages, people are isolated and more likely to be impacted by the bombardment of advertisements about, you know, food, unhealthy food.
Caller, make sure you leave your number with the engineer as well and your email address.
Okay. I think one other health behavior that's very relevant to obesity and disease is adequate sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And no question. No question.
That's a big one as well. There are definitely things that we can do in the short term, just, you know, moving just a little bit more, minimizing processed foods and getting adequate sleep that can make a big difference in an individual's health rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You're absolutely correct. And we look forward to working with you and having your input, because the things that you're talking about are exactly the things that we want to do. And we've addressed all of these things in the past, but we need to put it together. We need to get a group who want to get well, and we need to demonstrate that it works and then grow the group, all right? Start from a small and then move, you know, each one get one or each one get 10, you know, because we have friends that are sick and are dying needlessly. And then they, when they're about to have their last breath, then they suddenly want to call out. We got to do something about that. Thank you so much, caller. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to be contacting you, and we'll be dealing with this over the next few months. Brother Frank.
We're out of time, unfortunately. It's a good show, Doc. And thank you for that dream, for sure. We want to thank...
We want to make the dream a reality, Brother Frank.
Yes, 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 yes.
Not a nightmare.
And it's becoming that. It's more and more people are being aware. I mean, just by the amount of callers that we have, and these people have extensive knowledge, and I'm sure they're spreading it as well.
All right.
We want to thank our Kalia Chapman for being our able engineer. We want to thank the WPFW staff, including Mayuki Williams, Katia Stitt, and all of our engineers and other, and Sataria as well. We want to thank the programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners, and Joni for what she does to keep DC politically, economically, socially, and physically healthy. Thank you, Oladari and Maccabee, for your musical contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Up next, this is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that, To the East with Brother Ambrose Lane.
And Brother Frank, we got to also make sure we let them know that next week,
yep,
we're going to be in the pledge drive. And so we want you to come with your credit cards and your checks ready, because we need to have this program and other programs like this on the air, because we're going to make a difference in our community, but we need your support.
Yep. Thank you, Doc, for remembering that. Stay tuned next week for another life-changing show of To Your Health at 2 o'clock on Mondays. If you want to get in touch with my doctor, Dr. Theodore Watkins, call 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5, or go to www.twiliving.com. That's 202-388-0992 or www.twiliving.com. Doc.
All right.
I got a couple of quotes, if I can do that. One of the callers mentioned this quote, or she mentioned this principle: the illiterate in the case of the unhealthy of the 21st century will be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. So, another quote: if you repeat a lie long enough and often enough, people will believe it, and you will even come to believe it yourself.
All right. And we're seeing that. All right, we'll see you next week. Have an outstanding day and week, Brother Frank. God bless.
Salamata. I tell and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me not eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me not eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no...
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. President Trump has agreed to immediately pause tariffs or taxes on Mexico for 1 month after conversing with Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, this morning. He wrote on social media, and I quote, "It was a very friendly conversation wherein she agreed to immediately supply 10,000 Mexican soldiers on the border separating Mexico and the United States," end quote. Trump further explained that the 10,000 soldiers from Mexico's National Guard will be, quote, "specifically designated to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal migrants into America." The 25% tariffs on Mexico that Trump agreed to pause had been set to take effect at midnight tonight. Over the weekend, the president also announced new tariffs on China and Canada. To that end, later today, Trump is scheduled to have a follow-up conversation with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Additionally, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in the nation's capital yesterday and is expected to meet with Trump in person tomorrow at 6 p.m. In response to President Trump's order banning diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, programs in the federal government, almost 60 employees at the U.S. Education Department were put on paid administrative leave. The workers were notified of this in an email they received on Friday, which claimed that their being put on leave was not for, quote, "any disciplinary purpose." However, many have been critical of Trump's DEI takedown, and it was even referenced during last night's 67th annual Grammy Awards. One artist who addressed the issue was pianist and vocalist Alicia Keys. While accepting the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, Keys acknowledged the women before her who made power moves in the music industry as producers and then said the following.
This is not the time to shut down the diversity of voices. We've seen on this stage talented, hardworking people from different backgrounds with different points of view, and it changes the game. DEI is not a threat, it's a gift.
That statement was met with great applause from the celebrity-filled audience. To your local news, in New York City, some landlords expecting to see monthly rent checks deposited in their bank accounts this morning were sorely disappointed, as many of the deposits were missing. Officials say that fallout from a proposed federal funding freeze caused them to delay the rent payments to landlords who lease apartments to tens of thousands of tenants with Section 8 housing assistance. Jay Martin, the senior vice president at the landlord trade group New York Apartment Association, said at least a dozen property owners with hundreds of apartments contacted him today because they were concerned and confused about the missing payments. The New York City Housing Authority administers the federal Section 8 program for roughly 100,000 households in the five boroughs, with the agency receiving nearly $2 billion a year from the Department of Housing and Urban Development and distributing it to private landlords at the beginning of each month. To the D.C. area, it has been 5 days since the devastating collision near Reagan National Airport between an American Airlines jet with 64 people on board coming from Wichita, Kansas, and an Army Black Hawk helicopter with 3 people aboard that was on a training mission. The crash, which had no survivors, was the deadliest U.S. air disaster since 2001. Authorities have said the operation to remove the plane from the water will take several days, and they will then work to remove the military helicopter involved in the crash. This morning, crews began removing wreckage from the Potomac River, and authorities have recovered and identified 55 of the 67 people killed in the crash. One of the victims was identified as Kia Duggins, a civil rights attorney, Harvard Law graduate, and former intern for Michelle Obama, who was set to begin her term as a Howard University law professor this fall. In today's weather, it's currently about 46 degrees in New York and 51 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.